AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Another attempt to end the government shutdown failed in the Senate. Democrats want an extension of health care funding in the bill. It's not there. Texas Republican John Cornyn explains why.
There's no imminent threat to these people or anyone else if we don't address it in the context of this shutdown. So it's a made-up crisis.
Cornyn says it can be worked out by the end of the year. This is Washington Democrat Patty Murray.
Millions of families across the country are about to see their monthly health care costs jump by hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars. And the Republicans' plan here seems to be, I hope no one notices. That is out of touch.
This is day three of the government shutdown. Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth says the U.S. struck another boat near Venezuela. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Hegseth says he ordered the strike because the small vessel was carrying drugs off the Venezuelan coast. President Trump says it had enough drugs to kill up to 50,000 people, implying it was entering American territory while off the Venezuelan coast. It's the fourth deadly U.S. strike in the Caribbean, and the first since revelations the president told lawmakers he's treating drug traffickers as unlawful combatants.
This is pursuant to his constitutional authority as commander-in-chief.
Spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt. Still, the assertion of presidential powers raises questions about just how far the administration will go in taking on alleged drug traffickers without congressional approval. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Sean Diddy Combs cried in court in Manhattan during his sentencing hearing as a judge weighs his potential prison term in his sex trafficking case. Prosecutors want an 11-year sentence. This is AP News. Munich Airport was temporarily shut down overnight.
After several drone sightings in the area, the latest mysterious overflights in the airspace of EU member countries. Germany's air traffic control restricted flights at the airport shortly after 10 p.m. local time on Thursday and then halted them altogether. Airport operators say in a statement, 17 flights were unable to take off, affecting almost 3,000 passengers, while 15 arriving flights were diverted to other airports. Flights in and out of the airport resumed 7 hours later. After the closure of the runways, federal police deployed helicopters and other means to try to track down the drones. But no signs of them could be found. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
North Carolina's Democratic governor signed into law a criminal justice measure the state's Republican-controlled legislature approved in response to the stabbing death of a Ukrainian refugee on a Charlotte commuter train. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.